Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on The One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with incoming Mid Prairie East Elementary School Principal Greg Juergens about his first year as the East Elementary Principal. Well, thanks for joining me, Greg. And first off, just wanted to say congratulations on joining the Mid Prairie School District. And with school, man, just around the corner here, it seems like the summer's flown by pretty quick. How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good, actually. It's nice to be in the building every day now. Throughout the summer, I was here a couple of days each week trying to get acclimated, but it's nice to see more of my staff and things just kind of happening, getting ready for the students.
For those that may not know, you're one of actually three new principals in the Mid Prairie School District.
Yeah, it's great. First of all three of us have been made to feel extremely welcomed here. I mean, Mid Prairie has accepted us with open arms, not to try to talk for the other two, but I know that's kind of the way we always feel. I think I'm probably the luckiest one because I still have Robin available. Now, I know that their predecessors have been available if they need a phone call or whatever, but, you know, Robin is literally my partner now. I mean, with being the principal of the two elementary schools, we'll work closely together. We'll have a lot of similar initiatives and meetings and things like that. So she's a huge resource, and we're off to a great start.
Now, where are you coming from previous to this?
Sure. So I was a fourth grade classroom teacher for Iowa Valley Schools for the last 21 years. My role there was just kind of like it sounds. I was a classroom teacher. However, I was part of most of our leadership committees over time. Now, those names change over the years, but I was part of the buzzword is the TLC, the Teacher Leadership Community and Committee. So I had different roles on that. I was in charge of leading a small group of teachers through that process. Before that, I was a technology coach in that process. I served just about any leadership role I could get my hands onto in my former district. I also was a head varsity coach in a variety of sports for all 21 years, from baseball to track, volleyball, assistant basketball, YSF football. The list is pretty long. Pretty much if there was a sport in our community, I probably helped out at one point or another. And then I just in May finished my master's degree from the University of Iowa in administration, and very lucky to get this position here.
That background in sports or anything like that, you planning on jumping on anything for Mid Prairie?
Well, I can tell you I am coaching a 5th and 6th grade girls youth YMCA volleyball team. That's about all I've got in the bag right now. My 5th grade daughter is open enrolled to Mid Prairie right now while we're searching for a house to move to. We'd love to get to the area, to the Kelowna area. It'd be closer for my wife. She works at the University of Iowa Hospitals, and then we've just always been very involved in our community, and it's hard to do that from 40 miles away. We'll do the best we can in the meantime. So our 5th grade daughter's going to go to school here. Our 7th grade son's going to wait until we make the move, and then my two older daughters are in college, so that won't really impact them.
Is there any one thing in particular that you're looking forward to about the new job?
It's always the students. I think if you're in education, and I know that's, you know, maybe a lame answer, but I really do believe that anybody who really cares about a job in education realizes that everything is about the students. We have to put ourselves to the side. I mean, we take care of ourselves, of course, but every initiative, every part of our job that we do is to help our students succeed, and that's what I'm looking the most forward to. It's great to talk with my staff and be in the building and get used to the position and do the things that I have to do for my job, but I can't wait for day one when I've got 265 little boys and girls that come through those doors with wide eyes and, you know, just the excitement.
Now, for those students that may be listening in, do you have any word of encouragement for them for the beginning of the school year?
We will do our best to make this journey amazing for them. Our staff is outstanding. I knew that before I got here after talking to them and working with them, you know, more closely. There's nothing about that changes my opinion. My goal personally it's probably unattainable, but that's the way I always set my goals, I want us to have an environment where our staff is excited to see our students every day, and it goes the other way. Our students are excited to walk into the door. Now, obviously, when you've got beginning students in kindergarten and whatnot, they're always a little bit, you know, mom, dad, you know, I want to stay home. That's absolutely normal, but hopefully sooner than later, we create an environment and they feel like, you know, this is a place I want to be, and people here care about me, and we're doing some fun, amazing things.
And that's been today's J.J. Nickton Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with incoming Mid Prairie Elementary School Principal Greg Juergens. talking about his first upcoming year as the East Elementary principal. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.